Welcome everyone and thanks for joining this Q4 and FY24-25 earnings call for Infobeast Technologies Limited. The results are available on the stock exchange. In case anyone does not have a copy of the same, please do write to us. We'll be happy to send over it to you. To take us through the results of this quarter, we have with us two co-founders, Mr. Avinash Sethi and Mr. Siddharth Sethi. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the company's performance, and then we will allow the Q&A session. Kindly ask your question by raising hand after the brief overview by Avinash is over, and then we will address all the questions one by one. I would like to remind you all that everything said on this call that reflects any outlook for the future can be considered as a forward-looking statement and must be used in conjunction with the uncertainty and risk that we face. These uncertainties and risks are included, but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with the SEBI and the subsequent annual reports. With the said note, I turn over the call to Mr. Avinash. Over to you, Avinash.
Thank you, Surabhi. Thank you, everybody, for joining this call. We appreciate your time and support to Infobeast all this while. This is a quick summary. I think few slides in the deck would be particularly for people who have joined the call for the first time, just to tell them about what Infobeast is. We're a company founded in 2000, 1,400 people strong team, focusing on AI-led data and engineering transformation. We have so many locations in the worldwide. Most of the offices are in India. Delivery offices are here in Indore, Pune, Chennai, Bangalore. Offices in Frankfurt, Dubai, and Silicon Valley in New York are sales offices. One of the founder lives in the US, in Silicon Valley. Excuse. This is a quick roadmap of the company. We started in 2000, had another office in Pune in 2004. Then we opened office in the US. 2007 revenue was 4 crores, which jumped to almost 10 times in 2015, which jumped to 399 crores in 2023, and so on. We are a public company listed in on NSE and BSE from 2017. Acquired our first company in the US and called as Philosophy Group, and then acquired our second company in 2021, which is in Pune. It used to be called as Internet Solutions. Is now Infobeast Cloud Tech, which is now going to be merged into parent company Infobeast Technologies. We also onboarded Phaneesh Mothi as advisor to the board last year, and then we have onboarded Harmeet Bhatia as a CRO early this year. Actually, quick numbers highlights here. As a company, we focus on two important principles. One is, deliver. One is build a strong relationship with our customers, which is reflected on 95% repeat business from our existing customers, existing relationships. And the second to core principle is to focus on large enterprises so that we continue to expand into those accounts and grow our wallet share for each one of them. Here we have a long list of enterprise clients, larger ones, which are 32 in number. That includes Fortune 500 companies and businesses which are $1 billion plus in revenue size. Another relationship aspect is with the team members. We have out of 1,400 team members, 166 are the ones who are with Infobeast for more than 5 years, and many of them are with Infobeast for more than 10 years. Quick snapshot on the financial side, 410 crores is a top line, including other income. EBITDA is 83 crores, PAT is 38 crores. Cash and cash equivalent, including AR, is 256. If I remove account receivables of 86, then it becomes 170 crores of cash, which is mostly parked as a treasury into bonds and liquid funds. Revenue CAGR since 2021 is 24%. Several awards, certifications, and partnerships with various players out there. These are the core service offerings in which can be segregated into five verticals: enterprise application development, modernization, user experience and design, rapid prototyping and applications, AI-enabled solutions, ServiceNow, Salesforce, platform-based solutions, and automation around CI/CD, robot RPA, and so on, DevOps. Key updates for the quarter: we appointed the sales leaders in Canada and Nordic region to expand our sales presence in multiple geographies, apart from US, Middle East, and Germany. So that will expand our client access. Got one AI project, which is for a standards organization from Canada. Onboarded one large enterprise client in this quarter. New leadership, we have signed up, we have onboarded Opal Perry. She's a, I'll put it on the next slide, so let's hold on to that. We have been consecutively awarded as a great place to work. And this is ninth time in a row. And also awarded a green building IT park project by the MP government. We'll talk about it in later slides. We do our CSR activity through Influence Foundation, and that was awarded by CII for impactful work. We also plant trees on our team members' birthday. The count is more than 2,000. Next, please. This is a slide on Opal. Opal is a chief data and technology officer for EasyJet, and based in London. She is an American, but currently posted in London. She also headed the technology divisions of Allstate, Hertz, and Pods in the past. She brings a new age technological understanding of the business and will help strengthen our vision to play a significant role in digital transformation efforts. Our core team, all the founders, two of us are here. Mitesh is in the US. And the independent directors include Opal as a new member. Next. Our sales team and the client success team, very important go-getters of the world to generate business for us and also expand in our existing client relationships. Most of them are with us for a very, very long tenure. Again, a core team on the delivery side and on the people side. Again, superstars in terms of building the business, building the organization, and delivering excellence for our customers. Next, please. These are the key customers who have been with us for, an average tenure of more than 9 years. And there are various bigger names that you can see, some names we cannot mention because of the NDAs that we have with the customers, but each one of them is a very long, is a very strong relationship that we cherish, and we continue to build on those relationships. Some key metrics which we usually share annually between 24 to 25, our Fortune 500 count remained the same. Enterprise customers have increased from 15 to 18. Clients which have billed more than $1 million is now 12. And clients which have billed more than a crore at least is more than 17, is 70 now. Our share of revenue from existing clients has increased to 95% because our clients are also growing with us. And we have an active effort to reduce the long tail of clients which are not growing. Next, please. Jumping onto the financials, this is a quarterly update. March quarter number jumped from 100 crores to 107 as compared to last year, March. EBITDA from 21-23 and PAT from 9 to 10. On the constant currency terms, we have grown by 4%. If I look at last quarter, which was December 24, the revenue growth is 8%, EBITDA is 32%, and PAT is 49%. So pretty decent quarter this time. On a yearly basis, the numbers are far better, at least on the margin side. If I look at FY25, the revenue hits 410 crores, which was 384 last year. EBITDA is 83, which was 67. CFAT is a number that we wanted to publish for the benefit of the investors, telling them that, even though the PAT number is low, but the cash accumulated in the business is on the higher side. It is increasing year after year. The PAT is low because of the amortization and depreciation of the intangible assets that has added onto the books because of the acquisitions that we've done in the past. So essentially, we generate cash, and we are, we can see the cash addition in the cash number every year and every quarter. On the constant currency terms, we have grown 5.5% annual growth. A little bit more detail here. The expenditure is trying to be, we're trying to be more prudent and trying to control the expense by applying a lot of cost optimization measures. And therefore, the increase in revenue adds helps in increasing the EBITDA and PAT numbers. Next, please. Same story on the annual side. The demand scene has improved. The expenses are, tightly controlled, and therefore the EBITDA margin has jumped from 17 to 20 on annual basis. And if you look at the PAT margins, it has jumped from 6 to 9%. On the non-current asset, there's an impairment of goodwill of acquired assets and also the amortization of intangible assets as well. On the current assets, the increase is because of the profits added to the books. On the equity and liabilities, there is a reduction in current liability because of the contingent consideration that was supposed to be paid to the founders of Eternus Solutions, which did not materialize because they did not meet their numbers, and they also exited the company earlier than the earn-out period. So that has reduced the liabilities part. Next, please. So we talked about the impairment. There's a more detail here. Philosophy Group, 0.8 crore, 80 lakhs towards the reduction in intangible assets. Eternus Solutions, 22.6 crores towards the impairment of intangible assets. And reduction in contingent liability of about 22 crores because the founders were not eligible for the earn-out due on March 2025. This is the Infobeans Partner Program that we initiated in 2020. This is the second batch. And this is coming to an end now. The last installment of 86,000 shares has been allotted to 36 members. And the total number of options granted till now is 573,000, which is a little over 2%. I think, yeah, little more than 2% of total equity of the company. Annual dividend of 1 rupee is announced by the board today, and it will be up for the shareholder approval in the AGM. It comes to about 6.3% of PAT for this fiscal. Breakup for my segment, digital transformation, product engineering, more or less similar, 52% product engineering, 48% digital transformation. Infobeans Cloud Tech revenue is decreasing in the parent organization in the total pie. US, a significant growth in the European market and also decent growth in UAE market for us. This has reflected in reduction, increase in share of Europe and UAE, and reduction of USA in the total pie when I break up the revenue by geography, which is a good sign in a sense because US seems to be running in certain chaos and might be headed towards a recession. But with the de-risking that we have been able to achieve in the last couple of years, we are in a good position. Next, please. quick check on the performance indicators. Revenue has been growing from 196 crores to 410 crores. EBITDA from 54 to 83. PAT from 37 to 38. There's a significant drop in PAT in FY23 and FY24 because of the increase in cost, but we've been able to recover it eventually. And ROC is decreasing because we have large cash reserves. We've been unable to deploy it for the inorganic growth because a lack of right opportunity and a right candidate in front of us. Next, please. Great Place to Work certification, ninth year in a row. And there are many more such awards we get. We also received recently an award on Best Companies to Work for Women in India, and this was the third time in a row. We are also Dream Companies to Work for, and so on and so on. This is an interesting update. We have been awarded a IT park project by the MP government. The land is offered for a 3 acres of land is offered for a very nominal lease of 9 lakh rupees a year for 50 years. And the idea is to build a IT park or a building, which is about 4 lakh sq ft. Infobeans is tied up with a consortium, formed a consortium with a real estate developer and an investor to execute this project, where Infobeans holds 51% stake. As we expect to move this office from Indore, the current Crystal IT Park office, to this building, and we should be able to consume about 2 lakh square foot in a 5 year period, which is about half of the building. And this is going to be green building, state-of-the-art campus that Infobeans wants to create to show a sign of strength, create a credibility in the minds of the buyers, and also create a wow experience for the team members who work from there every day. So we seen that when we moved to Crystal IT Park in 2014, we have been able to generate a great amount of goodwill in the minds of our stakeholders, not only the investors, but the clients as well as the team members. People love to work from our office, and that is what we want to enhance it and create a better version of it for a very long duration. The capital burden for Infobeans is going to be about 30 crores, which is not a significant capital infusion looking at the size of our balance sheet. And rest will be through debt because the land can be put as a collateral for generating about 150 crores of debt to build this product, to build this building. Next, please. And we did another analysis which says that the kind of interest that we are, so the kind of rent that we are paying today at Crystal IT Park, if we continue to pay and have that increment built in, it will take 11 years to recover the cost. So we are better off if we are looking at a building which is allowing us to get an occupancy of 50 years. So that makes a lot of economic sense as well. Next, please. CSR award that we talked about, CII conferred this award to us. Go back. So for those who are not aware, let me also tell you, we run under Infobeans Foundation, we run a annual program on software development skills. It is called as ITEP, Information Technology Excellence Program. Here we train graduating students in any stream, be it BCom or BA or BBA, and convert them into corporate-ready software professionals. And after the end of the course, 1 year rigorous course, which is like 5, 6 days, 9 hours a day, 6 days a week, for the entire year. After that program, the students really get trained to be ready for the corporate. and they get placed successfully. About 90% success rate in terms of placing these students. We started with 20 students. Now we have 280 students getting trained at simultaneously. And this is for underprivileged students. The family income has to be below 3 lakh rupees, annual income. Next, please. We also have a program that we signed up with where we plant trees on the birthdays of every team member. We have done more than 2,000 trees because you know it is about 18 months now. This is also geotagged, so you know, people can really look at those pictures and see that tree growing year after year. A quick market data snapshot. Promoters have 70% stake, 26% with the public. Face value is rupees 10. Incidentally, we are in the 8th anniversary of public listing. On 2nd May of 2017, we got listed on the NSE. The IPO price is 58 rupees. And today, at the market price of 291, the market cap is 709 crores. And so this is where we are.
This is of 31st March.
This is of 31st March. Right? Yeah. That's pretty much it. Thank you very much. We are open to question and answers, and I'll let Surbhi drive this.
Yes. So thank you, Avinash. Participants, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you have a question, please use the raise hand feature and we will unmute you when it is your turn. We kindly request to limit yourself to one question at a time. If you have a follow-up question or additional question, you can rejoin the queue and probably we will come back to you as the time allows. So first question comes from the line of Debashish Majumdar. So it is Rupesh Tatia. So Rupesh, please unmute yourself and start with your question.
Am I audible?
Yeah, Rupesh.
Yeah. So congratulations, team. I think after several quarters, I think we have crossed the 100 crore operating revenue kind of like benchmark. So maybe if you can give some color on how, you know, the next financial year will look like. I mean, I know US market is extremely uncertain, but how will that look? And then is there a way that Europe, Middle East, some of these markets, you know, can make up some shortfall if there is from US? And then at least we can expect, let's say, mid-teen kind of revenue growth in FY26. That is one. And then the second is this. I saw that the goodwill and the intangible asset, I think, was 135 crore last year. The number in March 25 balance sheet is 100 crore. So would there be a material change in the depreciation amortization that will charge in FY26? I mean, what would be? Can you give some ballpark range on that? So let's start with these two, and then I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you, Rupesh. I think if you look at last 3-4 quarters, we are inching towards a better revenue numbers as well as better margins. So clearly there are some things that are working in our favor. On the market, on the macro side, I think, when I look at, we are still a micro company, so macro may or may not really have a lot of impact. But when I look at our current customers and the kind of traction that we're seeing in each of those bigger accounts, I think we are very positive in terms of the growth momentum. This should continue, and obviously we'll make every effort to increase. If you look at, we are also investing on the sales side. Harmeet came in January. There are two more people that have signed up that are already on roles. One in Nordic region. So we are investing in all directions also trying to focus on core skills, core areas, so that the outcome is much better. Plus, we also optimize in terms of margin improvements. So all things are starting to fall in place. So that's very, very good news. On the depreciation, you are right. If with the reduction in liabilities and impairment, the asset value has reduced by that extent, which will also reduce the impairment, which will sorry, which will reduce the depreciation.
So
That
I
will.
think Avinash, the total impairment is for goodwill, so it will not have any impact on the
No, there is an
future in.
intangible asset also, right?
Yes, so but that is only 77 lakhs, so that will not contribute much to the reduction of depreciation. So our major hit goes to the impairment of goodwill.
No, but in case of Eternus,
Yes, so it
So
is the
maybe let me
reduction in.
clarify the question. So March 24, right? Full year annual accounts, depreciation amortization was 29.39 crore. And in March 25, it is 26.56 crore. So roughly it went from 29 crore to 26 crore. And then the intangible and goodwill has reduced quite substantially by 35 crore. So this 26 crore that we see in March 25, would it look like, let's say, 20 crore? Is that a fair, estimate?
No, so of the total reduction in the intangibles, 10 crore is for the routine depreciation and amortization, and the balance 22 crores is for impairment of goodwill.
So goodwill is not depreciated, Rupesh. So it will probably progress in the same amount. So I would say my guess is, it will be less than 26 definitely. But whether it will go to 20, I doubt. So yeah, I think that is the estimate that I can give you right away. But we'll probably message you in more detail as to what is the specifics around it.
Okay,
Yeah, and it will be close to 22 crores. Yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll come back in the queue. You said one, so yeah.
So next question comes from the line of Dhiraj Singh. So sir, please start with your question.
Dhiraj.
Yeah, hi. Thank you and congratulations for your set of numbers. So
Thank
actually,
you.
I just had one question. Basically, this quarter there was an announcement regarding AI, right? Like a product named Quillo is deployed for some company. So like, is this specific to some particular set of businesses or domains, or it will cater like all type of the solution is for like what type of industries? Like primarily that was my question. And the second question was like, what was the headcount for the company from past quarter and this quarter?
Yeah, so this is actually a tool that will be used across domains and across industries. That is the good news there. And it has been deployed already in two cases, two instances. We're doing various other POCs also. And Infowins is an AI-first company now. So everything that we do, everything that we plan to do, will have a very, very big component of AI. We're building accelerators. Quillo is one such. Shall I say product slash accelerator, and will be used across domains.
So and just one more, just to add up to that. So is this the, is this is an inbuilt product which was developed by Infobeans,
Yeah,
correct?
it's Infowins IP, purely Infowins. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. And the headcount from past quarter to this quarter.
Yeah. So there is a net reduction of 38 people. So we are at 100. 1360 is the right number as of March 31st.
Sure. Thank you.
Idea also is to use the AI extensively internally so that we can do a lot more with a lot less people. Not that we're not going to hire, but we're going to increase our productivity significantly using AI. So AI used in coding, AI used in internal processes, that is going to be a very big push. It has been a push for the past couple of quarters. And it will continue to be a very, very big push in the next few quarters to come.
Okay, so the customer which we got, that was the first active customer, or you mentioned two. We have already deployed it for two customers.
Yeah, that was the first active customer.
Okay. Thank you.
Just to add, we have two more customers on the AI piece. Quillo is one, so we have one customer of the Quillo. But there are other pieces that we're doing with other clients where there's an AI piece involved. And we are currently on three projects on AI right now. These are all smaller ones, but these are all paid projects. So that's a good breakthrough in that space that we've been trying for quite some time.
Great, great. Thank you for the answers.
So next questions comes from the line of Sashi Bhushana. So Sashi, please unmute yourself and come up with your question.
Hi, Shishi. Can you hear us?
Okay, I think we have to take the another one. So Rupesh, you can come up with your follow-up question. Please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, hi, am I audible?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my first question is this Crystal IT Park project, 30 crore capital investment. So that maybe you can, I didn't understand fully how it will benefit us. I mean, I understand you are one of the big companies in Indore, and it's a good thing you are doing for the city and all of that. I understand, but I didn't understand financially how it will benefit. So if you can give some color around that. That is one. And then the second is, what is our utilization level at this, and what is the hiring budget for financial year 26?
See, the campus is a very, I mean, it cannot be measured just financially. That's one thing that we need to understand. You know, in our own journey, when we moved from a very ordinary setup in the city to this park and created a world-class office, then, you know, the perception of the business changed dramatically. Cold, right? Actually, I would say. And that helps, you know, when a customer, I mean, it is as simple as, you know, and we were debating it, you know, a few days ago. It is as simple as, you know, are you happy inviting your customers to your workplace? Happy inviting investors or, you know, even senior leaders who you want to onboard in your company, you really comfortably invite them into your space. You know, so we were not comfortable inviting them into our previous office in the city, which was, you know, in a nondescript building. Now here, we take a lot of pride inviting people and investors, and I think in the list that we hopefully the list of people who are participating in this call, I can see so many names who have visited our office, and that gives them a lot of confidence as to what InfoBeans is all about. That is one very important aspect to us. And if we are able to create a campus which is controlled and, you know, managed by us, we can actually create a far better impression to our customers who are, you know, coming from large MNCs, so large players, you know, mostly global leaders, CTOs and CIOs and CXOs of large companies. You know, from Germany or Middle East, from US, create an environment for them where, you know, they don't think of us as a very ordinary company. That's very important aspect to how you know, provide a workspace to our own team as well as create that environment. That's one. Financially, what I was trying to allude to is, if I'm going to pay a rent, let's say for next 11 years, the cost mechanics is such, because the land is for free virtually, the cost mechanics is such that I could recover the entire capital investment, including interest cost and the principal repayment in 11 years. So it makes all the sense, even financially, to take that kind of a step. And the rest of the park, which we are not going to consume ourselves, is already as a part of the other partners in the consortium. They will be able to consume that park by, you know, leasing it out or whatever they want to do with that. Start with the 50% of the park, and that is where our investment in the entire equation is going to be limited.
Also, as an IT services organization, AI-based services organization, we do not have a product to show, to touch and feel. Our assets are our people, and our customers, when they come, They have to come and see the solidity of the company. That is what they are exactly testing or checking out when they are coming all the way from Europe or America to India. They just want to see whether this company is going to stick around for the long term or not. And this plays a very, very crucial part in their decision-making process for if they want to give us, let's say, a five-year contract. Then would they give us a five-year contract if we're in a rented premises with a small office that's got nothing going with it, or we're able to provide them with a much better experience and they know that this company is invested for the next 50, 100 years? So that piece is not part of an RFP, but is definitely part of a checklist that they sort of evaluate and say that, okay, this company actually is going to hold its ground for the next 50, 100 years. And that is what we're trying to do. We're trying to build an institution for the real long term. So this is where this campus plays a very important part. If you look at some of the other larger companies like Infosys and TCS, a lot of their campuses are owned by them. They control, as Avinash said, they control the environment over there. And these are iconic buildings, again, to show the solidity in the company.
So sir, I understand. I'm not contradicting a need for a good office, good space, a showcase to clients. I'm not questioning any of that. The
I'm just trying to put my point across
point
as
is you are
why we
getting
are
into
thinking
this
that
BOT, sorry, you're trying to get into this, build, operate, transfer, and then some partnership.
no, we're not trying to get into that. No, that is the model that the government came up with. We're not trying to get into that. And that transfer is 50 years from today, from 2025. So we're not trying to get into that.
So the question is one in terms of focus, and second, the assurance I'm looking for is one in terms of focus, and second in terms of capital allocation. Is this the best capital allocation?
But
This
see,
is
that's
the
Rupesh. That is the reason we have a consortium where there's a developer in it, a registered developer, there's an investor in it. So there's no involvement in that sense from our end. We have parties who are going to take care of it, and we are an anchor client in that sense.
Okay. And okay. Then the second question, sir, the utilization and hiring plan.
Utilization is increasing. I think we are crossing 82% right now. So that is on a monthly basis. So, but on a yearly, obviously, it will be under 80 right now because the earlier months were not as but as optimized. But yeah, we are on a right track.
And hiring plan for 26 budget.
There's hiring going every month. This month we had 66 joiners in the month of April. We intend to have 50, 60 every month at least with the kind of visibility that we have. But that also, the net effect is going to be lesser because people also leave. But yes, we are hiring aggressively.
So 350 people net addition for the full year, maybe 50% of, I mean.
I think I would predict and forecast that.
See, the idea also is that to use AI, as I said, to improve productivity. It is not just the addition of people that is going to make a difference. The addition of the right kind of people and optimizing the skill sets that we have today to make sure that this is an organization of the future. So simply, looking at number of people hired might not give you the right picture moving forward at least. Because a lot of the work that we want to do in the future is outcome-based and not purely based on how many people that we have on our payrolls. So predicting for the future might be a very big challenge today, especially when we are focusing a lot on trying to improve productivity using AI. We'd rather have less people, more revenue, rather than more people and less revenue. So the utilization, as Avinash said, was 70-ish% going up to mid-80s. And that is a big push in making sure that our people are much, much more productive today than that what they were a year ago. And that process is going to continue for the future.
Okay. Yeah, I'll come back in the queue.
Yeah. So participants, we will be able to take this last question, which is from the line of Mr. Dilip Kumar Sahu. So Dilip, please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Great. Just one suggestion. You made a presentation. If you could have done it, given the PPT 30 minutes back, to doing better. But I've gone through some past presentations. One slide, which is, I think, new to this one, is there are 1 million customer, 12 numbers, which I think I didn't find. So just wanted to ask a few questions on that. If you can just elaborate, because for a company of our size, this 12 million, 12 guys, maybe totally around $20-odd million is what matters in terms of scalability. We already have established credentials and a proof of pudding is already there. So can you just tell me the strategy for these 12 guys going forward?
So not only 12, Dilip, I also mentioned that at the start of the presentation that we focus on building large, long-term relationships. And as a part of that, we want to focus only on large customers. So put together, we have a long list of large customers, not just the ones which are $1 million in current revenue, but there are many more who has a lot of potential we can generate over the years. So that is where, you know, we want to work closely with them, want to service them. There are a total of 32 customers, which are, and the list also talks about 14 Fortune 500 customers, 18 customers, which are large enterprises, which are $1 million plus in their revenue. So we want to, you know, focus on all these 32 customers, so that we can generate a much larger share of their IT spend and capture that. So that is where the focus is. So I will not just focus only on those 12, focus on the 32 of those large customers.
I understand that. The reason I'm asking, and unfortunately, I think I'm only left with 3-4 minutes, but I will really request you to take some more time. The reason I'm asking is my experience in this industry is that it's not the size of the customer that really matters. It does, but not really a lot. What matters is the scalability you have in that client. You can have a $100 billion company, but you do, you know, $1,000 per month. It doesn't matter because over a period of time, they either you know slotted you as a guy who can only do this much, or you don't have enough of arrowheads to really go out and scale up. So since you've already done a million, I think I'm assuming that there are $1 billion plus kind of clients in terms of revenue. What is your strategy? How do you take that 1 million to a 5 million over the next 3 to 5 years?
So, Dilip, I would like you to, you know, visit us at Indore office. We can definitely talk in detail on various strategies. But, you know, that has been our bread and butter. We have been working with Fortune 500 customers for 15 years, 20 years, you know, and we built this organization on top of, you know, repeat business from these large businesses. Now,
I think Dilip's question is different, if I understood it correctly, if I may. The $1 million is our revenue from a client, 1 million plus each. So this client A could be a $50 billion revenue company also.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
So $50 billion company revenue maybe has $2 or $3 or $4 billion in IT spend. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
Have that headroom to
what
grow.
I'm asking is, no, what I'm asking is that, look, there is a maybe $20 billion company with IT budget of maybe $500 million, but over 15 years, if or 10 years or 5 years, if your revenue couldn't scale up beyond a million, that means either he has slotted you or you don't have enough of
It's
arrowheads.
not the same set of customers, Dilip.
Okay, understood. So that is one more question, that is our revenue a lot churning, or is it like we have stayed and prove, you know, increased the thing? But you know, net, like you rightly said, I need to, you know, in interact with you in more details, and
Yes.
I'll reach out to you. Okay, fine. So let me just you know, I'm assuming I don't have time, but if I have, we can just extend a bit. My core question is that how do we, you know, obviously that's a lot of times it is asked to you, how do you grow from here? Have we reached in this quarter a breakout point? Because for last 7, 8, 10 quarters, we have been struggling with growth. And how will that come from? That, you know, I understood, I've been following your company for 4, 5 years now. Never could attend the con call. This is the first time I'm attending, but I have a feeling that still as an investor, I'm not clear whether you got the growth mantra right.
See, it is a work in progress, Dilip. I cannot pinpoint whether this quarter was my breakout quarter or this year was my breakout quarter. It is only in hindsight that we can say that whether this happened or not. If you are following us, you would know that we're putting heart and soul into trying to grow the business with all possible means. If you look at the actions, we got Manish Murthy on board. It's not easy to have a person like him, signed up for a company like us. We are still a micro company, and Manish has played with companies like iGate, Coforge, which are among the top 10 companies in India. So if we are able to get that person on board, obviously there is something that we're doing, right? If we are able to, drive back into our margins, we're able to optimize, we're doing AI stuff, a lot of these things that are, trying to do. Now, which one is going to be a game changer? We don't know. When? We don't know. So it's very difficult to point out, okay, this is the moment of, nirvana, and all of a sudden after this we will turn into multi-millionaire, multi-million businesses and so on and so on. So that's why the kind of question that you are asking needs a lot of detailed discussions. You can't just talk a strategy in a minute or 2 minutes.
But
That will come.
I'll reach out to you.
Yeah. Let's
Just
spend
one,
some time in
one
detail.
curious question. Why have you chosen Nordic and Canada? Nordic is notoriously difficult to make an entry. So I know you already are good in Germany and US, I'm assuming. And at this kind of revenue, do you think you need to spread yourself to Nordic? What is the thought process in Nordic and Canada?
See, Canada is working out well for us. We got two, three good customers in Canadian market. The AI project started in Canada. So we have all the imperative to, figure out any multiplication opportunity there. Nordics also is a connection from Germany. So the senior sales leaders that we have in Germany know this person well, and that's where we are looking at that. So we are looking at the individual, not the geography.
Okay.
That is where the value should come. We're not setting up an office there.
Yeah.
It's a person working from there.
And you are going to pitch the whole service line in Nordic and Canada, or is it like some specific
No,
area?
it's a very narrow service line.
Okay.
Particularly in Nordic, it is ServiceNow. In Canada, it is standards development organizations, particularly on the AI side.
Sure. I will certainly circle back to you and after the call, and I would be ready. And
Yeah,
just for your
please come
information,
over to the door. We'll have a good discussion.
great. No, all the hygiene points are ticked off, so I have no questions on the hygiene. So I understand that you have got a lot of things going for you, and that's the reason I'm talking to you, right? But still, the growth is the only thing. It's not a hygiene. It's a matter of the what is there in the Arrowhead. That's what true for all IT companies from India and true for us also. So that's one thing I want to understand in detail. So yeah, Indore will be nice. Indore will be nice.
Sure.
Done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.
Yes. Thank you, Dilip. So over to you, Surbhi, for the closing note.
Thank you, everyone, for joining this earnings call. And now you may disconnect your lines. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for
Thank you.
attending.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.